Hate crimes are up in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood, and they often target people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Last night, there was a meeting to discuss the problem. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
People filled a church hall in Capitol Hill to talk about a problem that won't go away: hate crime in their neighborhood. Many of the attacks have been aimed at members of the gay, lesbian, and transgender community, like this young man.
I don't know about you, but I'm so tired of living in fear of the voice in the back of my head letting me know that I could be beaten or killed, that I could become another statistic. We need solutions.
Speakers at this town hall had more than a few suggestions. There was the idea of a shuttle so that people who are alone don't have to take their chances on the street, and self-defense classes. Several talked about relying less on police, but before the meeting, Seattle police said they did want to help. This is Carmen Best, Deputy Chief of the Seattle Police Department.
What we know is that the people who live in the area are very concerned and very fearful, and we are encouraging them to report any type of bias crime, and we want people to know that we take these crimes very seriously.
The mayor, Ed Murray, also came to say he cares about hate crime. He's lived it.
We also went through a horrendous experience in this city during the height of the HIV/AIDS crisis, when people were being targeted and people were being harassed, simply because they were associated with people who had AIDS or the people actually had AIDS. Capitol Hill was a place we could be safe.
Heather Purser stood up to say she was glad so many people were concerned about hate crime.
I just know that I don't want to be hurt for being gay, and I have been hurt for being gay, like a lot of us here tonight. I know that if we keep talking like this, we can get it together and we can figure it out. So thank you. I love you.
City Council member Kashama Sawant hosted the event. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.